What's poppin', people? It's Dante getting my morning started here in Logan Square, Philadelphia. Just watched the sunrise here. It's so beautiful when you see the red hues rise in the sky and the people start to come out. There's dog walkers, bikers, the commotion on the streets with the cars moving into work. The clock tower was illuminated. The light is glimmering. I can see the Philadelphia Museum of Art, beautiful sculptures, the roaring sound of the water here in the background at the fountain. It's a really beautiful place here, this park. It's actually the closest park to where I live, and you know, I can look out to the skyline here, and there's just so much beauty around me. There's this beautiful garden, and I'm just embracing the beauty of the morning, you know, rising at dawn, you know, this idea of rising at dawn. You know, I thought about this notion this morning because I'm thinking about goals. What does it mean to be successful? You know, the idea of being successful or achieving your goals as an artist specifically. And my thought was, what if there is no goal, right? Like, what if you just detached completely from the outcome itself, whether that's the photographs you're making, the artwork you're creating, or even the external validation you get from making anything, whether it's fame, fortune, you know, the idea of making a book or a zine or producing a gallery show. I think actually the most interesting thing to consider when it comes to goal setting is the everyday life of the artist. For me, my ultimate goal is to increase my curiosity. And when I can think of a physical, tangible goal for me to achieve, when I consider this notion, I consider rising at dawn, waking up early in the morning with an exuberance for life. For me, that's where I find meaning in life. That's where I'm affirming life. It's through the click of the shutter and waking up early, simply to catch the sunrise, to listen to the birds chirp, to look at the beautiful flowers and the change of seasons and how things bloom, and you know, just being observant and being curious about things. For me, this is what it's all about. I think when you let go of goals, when you let go of the outcome, when you detach or unattach yourself from that idea, I think then you can simply be. You know, in this modern world, we have all of these ideas of self-improvement, working harder, being the most productive person. But actually, as an artist, I think it's much more easy to consider these ideas in a sense where if you want to, you know, work harder as an artist, if you want to become the greatest that you can be, actually a life of leisure is where we seek to be, right? Simply wandering, walking, you know, sort of endlessly, sort of having the ability to think, to read, to write, to create, to make. This is where we want to be as artists. And so think more about how you can cultivate leisure in your life and neglect the notion of productivity, neglect the notion of success in the modern sense. And so I find that through cultivating vitality at the forefront, leisure is inevitable. And when I think about that, it reminds me that the more sleep I get, the deeper rest I have in the evenings, the more power I get when I wake up in the morning, and then when I have that insatiable love for life combined with power, I think that's where the magic happens. And I think it's only possible to have this sort of exuberance for life. It's only possible to feel this way when you're full of vitality. And my idea is essentially the only life worth living is a life full of vitality. And then everything else sort of just falls into place. And so if you're looking to achieve this goal alongside me of increasing your curiosity, cultivate vitality and think about the physiology of your body and how you can hone in on the very simple ideas of strength to then carry out your artistic pursuits, right? I think this is very much correlated. You know, where I seek to be upright, walking endlessly, to have the ability to think clearly, right? And so through fasting, not having food digesting in my belly throughout the day, I'm able to remain sharp and laser focused and be able to make decisions when I'm on the street photographing, to have ideas come to me clearly. When you consider the connection between your gut and your brain, as an artist, this is critical. For if you have brain fog, decision fatigue, you're not gonna know where to go and how to be. But when you're very clear-headed and have this sharp visual acuity, through that connection between your mind and your body and your eyes, I think then you can start to create in this very much, you know, simple and beautiful flow state. And that's where I want to be perpetually. It's just in the flow state of observing, photographing, and affirming life. And when I consider this idea of the goal for me is to affirm life. And so through photographing, I'm saying yes to life. And through that yes, I'm essentially once again, look at this. Increasing my curiosity. And so one of the things I do when I'm photographing botanicals or any flowers is I'm using the Ricoh GR3 with high contrast black and white small JPEGs, and I have it set to macro mode right now, and I have the autofocus enabled, program mode enabled. And one of the fun things I do is I sometimes underexpose, and so when I photograph this illuminated flower, underexposing by maybe one stop, negative 0.7 on the exposure compensation dial that I use here with the adjustment lever, I can then crush out the background and create a sublime photograph where essentially you can isolate these simple moments, gestures, whether it's a person, whether it's a hand gesture, a flower blooming, anything really, and isolating it from the environment and giving it this sort of ambiguous space and this sort of beautiful backdrop every single time, where you're simply following the light, photographing the light, and crushing the shadows. And that's where I am developing my sort of vision these days in terms of my photography, playing with light and shadow play. And yeah, I think it's a really beautiful way to photograph. I'm probably going to keep photographing this and turn the video off now so I can focus. And yeah, just getting the morning started, listening to the birds chirping. It's drizzling a little bit. And I was just thinking today about this notion of goal setting, success, and photography. And hopefully something I said can be inspiring for you to simply allow yourself to live your everyday life and bring your camera for the ride and photograph through your everyday routine, photograph through your everyday experiences. I think the mundane life around us isn't necessarily what it seems. There's so much intricate beauty. There's so many beautiful patterns in nature, in human behavior. There's symbolic gestures with the way people move. You know, look around you. There's so much beauty. And yeah, I think through following that and photographing that, yeah, you will find happiness, bliss, and success, and reach your goals as a photographer. What is the name of this plant? Question mark. Use photography as a way for you to ask questions. A common mullein. Tall central flower spike, small bright yellow flowers. Common mullein is a biennial plant often found in disturbed areas, roadsides, and gardens. Well, looks like it's in the right spot. How do you pronounce that? Question mark. Mullein. Common mullein. Right. Cool. Common mullein.